When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to Unstable Topics, a fast-paced, jam-packed, unhinged bestie podcast filled with facts, reacts, and made-up games in between.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Maggie,
and we're excited for you to join our best friend hangout, where we surprise one another with things we find interesting or hilarious just to see how the other will react.
Our friendship might be totally stable, but you never know what your bestie might throw your way to knock you off your game.
So come shake things up, learn something new, and laugh along with us. This is Unstable Topics.
Welcome back to the Napping Through Happy Hour podcast, where we talk real life, real drama in real time. I'm Marie.
I'm Katie.
Hello.
Hello.
That was our second take.
Third, in fact.
Third. Yeah, fair. Third.
So hopefully we can either get her back on sometime soon, or I can salvage any of the recording that we did before. But we returned back to our good old friend, Annie Sparks, who gave us some really exciting insight into her life. And I am desperate to know more, and I hope I can recover any of that recording, because that was insane and incredible. But we only got like a total of 8 minutes because her internet out in the woods is kind of rough.
Yeah. Good old Calaveras County. Well, yeah. I will say I'm never going to work for a gaming company again. It seems to be a thing.
No, that's the thing. And man, I hope we have some of this recording, but if not, we need to bring her back and just like, hey, record it in your phone.
Smart. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but essentially Annie, the last time we spoke to her, was working at a company who was developing video games for VR and then a bunch of other companies and things like that. She actually ended up leaving. It wasn't part of the big massive layoffs, but it's within this whole culture of how game developers are being treated right now. And she was talking about how she was labeled insubordinate for time off for her employees on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Oh, and then it got twisted, and it's wild. And Calaveras, but what is it?
Calaveras.
I need Calaveras to up her internet. Number one, because there are so many things we need to talk to her about.
Right.
Okay. So that was unfortunate and a bummer. But we'll hopefully get Annie back on sometime soon. But
yeah.
Hey, Marie.
Hi.
Did you have any more on that?
Well, I mean, I was thinking, I wonder if she was the only woman.
Because ooh, in also, her like team.
Yeah. I can see that playing a part in the insubordination. Like, oh, a woman is speaking up to me.
Well, but that was the wild thing, is that one of the things Annie said, and I think it bears repeating, is never go in a one-on-one Zoom. Always ask for someone else to be present, just to be witness. It was about that time, the first time that I think her internet cut out, and then we started the second one. But always ask for somebody in there, because it sounded like there was a conversation with her boss that her words got twisted, and then she was labeled as insubordinate for asking for time off for her employees, which, I mean, it's not like I've done something to that extent and felt that way about previous jobs, but I feel like there are moments where I've tried to advocate for others and was punished for it. So I find that fascinating.
I think also, if you can't go in with somebody, always send the recap email. So this is how I understood this meeting went. This is what I remember. This is how I see it. And this is what I said. So doing that, so there's a paper trail. So that way people can either confirm or deny, and that's also in writing. Or you also have just proof right there that things were not as they seem. So
right. And then like it gives them the opportunity to clarify or whatever. I saw that video or that meme on Facebook or something. I saw a woman who was explaining, like, this literally just popped up this week for me, where it was like explaining what you need to do when you have someone in a position of power who's doing one-on-one meetings with you and twisting your words. And so write out what your conversation was and how you perceived it to be, and then send it to them via email, because then they get a read receipt to know whether or not the person has read it. And then two, if they wanted to clarify on anything, they have the opportunity in writing to do so. And then you have a paper trail of all your interactions, which I think is really great advice and something I didn't really consider in doing digitally when you're having these Zoom conversations or these little tete-a-tetes or one-on-ones or circle back meetings. My God. But hey, your apartment looks great. I mean, it looks like you got some boxes unpacked.
Yeah, I think this is the majority of what we have left.
Not bad.
Oh, there's a couple right here too, but I mean, we did a lot of, we ended up not going to my mother's house for the weekend. You know, April 1st, rent was due, and we just didn't have the money to rent a car, because that's what we have to do now. I was just like, didn't have the extra cash. So we ended up staying home, and
good. I'm glad that you guys made that decision, because I know that that was kind of stressing you out.
Yeah. And so we just did a lot of stuff. What are you doing? Oh, you're eating. Okay. I almost wonder if I'm almost like creating the like distraction, because I'm like, now anytime they do anything, I'm like, what are you doing? Don't be like, don't be quiet. Like, they're just walking around. Like, he's trying to eat.
Yeah, because last week you were very freaked out by the tippy taps.
I mean, I'm a little like, you may never know what noises are going to bother me. Like, I am one of those people, I absolutely cannot hear people talking, like, outside a wall or something. If I hear you, I'm going to assume you're talking about me. Like, it doesn't matter if I know you. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm like, I don't want to hear any. Like, they're, like, where my window is in my room, there are stairs right outside my window. So I, you know, it's hard to explain unless you know San Francisco Victorians, but like basically
I kind of get it. Yeah.
This house is smashed right up to us. So their outside stairs are right in front of my window. And I just hear two men and they're working on the stairs outside. Oh, no. And I just have been like, leave me alone. Stop talking about me. It's just horrifying. So I have to turn the TV up, or that's when I start playing and I'll put my headphones on.
Okay.
Just so I can like chill the fuck out. But that brings me to what I wanted to talk to you about. And I don't know what you could talk about and what you could say, but
I already know that Marie's going to be talking about Amazing Race.
Yeah.
So what I can talk about is anything that has already aired.
Okay.
What I can't talk about is what will air. And that's fine by me, because I don't know if I'll remember. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, so it's funny because I haven't watched a show like that in a long time, and I remember why, because they're anxiety-inducing.
Yes, they are, and they are edited to be that way.
you're just like, are these people going to make it? They're going to be last? Oh, my God. My favorite right now, well, they just got eliminated. But were the two twins?
Oh my God. I loved them. So there was nothing that brought me more joy than watching their tapes, because oh, please go on. Tell me more about what you know and what you've seen.
They're a stereotype, but the sweetest stereotype. Like, they're surfers.
They're total California surfers.
They
sound
like surfers. They look like surfers.
They're from Texas or something.
Is that okay? I don't remember where they're from.
But they live in California, and like they both work for like the same company, and then they just go surfing on the weekends.
They're just so adorable.
One of my favorite things I've ever seen in my life. They're so entertaining.
They were great. The fact that they kept going back and forth between missions as well. I don't know if you remember that.
Because they kept getting laws. Yeah.
Couldn't figure it. Then they go down and they're like, we can't do this. And then they went back to the cooking one. They're like, we can't do this. And they went back down. They can't do this. And I was just like, you guys are killing me.
So, it was so innocent. Like, there was, like, when you meet them, you're like, there's no way you're going to last. And that, but you hope, because they're very entertaining to watch. And I do think that there should be some kind of a travel show with these two.
Oh, I would watch it. I would watch it all day. I would watch it all day.
So obsessed. They're phenomenally funny. And like, I don't know how much of the footage they showed, but like, they probably have like about 10 hours worth of great behind the scenes footage.
Oh, I'll have to watch that too.
I mean, I don't know if they released that kind of stuff. I don't know. But like, those guys were worth it to watch. They were hysterical. And I would want to put them in any country, anywhere, especially when they don't speak the language.
It was so, they're just, and they're so positive. The other two that were the ones who were eliminated first. I don't know if you remember them.
Yes, I do.
As when they had their car, like it was wedged, and they went down the wrong way. And they were and I swear to God, I was like, just back up. And I did not think they were going to get their car out. I don't know how they did it. It must have taken them forever, because they were like horizontal,
sort of T-shaped, right, or something. Yeah. It was literally that episode, or that Austin Powers. It's the scene in Austin Powers where he's trying to like turn the cart around I remember getting that tape in and seeing that, and I told everyone on the team, I was like, you gotta watch this. it's aggravating, and you're like, oh no, because this has happened to other contestants before, but it's been like a funny, fun thing. They haven't been dead last.
Yeah. They were, and they got lost. They were the super fans too. And they just, but they were so like, we could still do this. We could do it. They learned languages so they could go on the show.
I know. It's heartbreaking. Like when you hear like all of their back history and whatnot, and like all of the stuff, and then all the stuff that they cut out, and then you're like, I mean, that's good. It's good for time, but at the same time, you're like, geez, all the amount of stuff they did.
I don't know. It's a fun show to watch. It's really interesting. If I were a different person, that's the kind of show I would love to go on. But here's the thing. You have, like, I always am like, when I see the people with the one old person, like somebody who's super like in their 60s, I'm like, this sucks because they're not going to win. But there is an older couple right now that is kicking ass. And but they're a retired police officer and a sheriff.
I remember them. Yeah.
And so they're right now, I'm like, okay, maybe these will be the two to be like, because I think
and
I
they're fit. It up, they're yeah, fit.
They are. The oldest people who have won are like 47, 40, 42 and 45 was the oldest that have won. Which, I mean, that the fact that that's the oldest is like, I don't feel like, I feel like, people maybe now as the show goes on, because I feel like there's a lot more fit people in their 40s and 50s nowadays. Like people are crushing it. So
if you haven't already, I think it was Fit Granny or Buff Granny or something like that. Someone on Instagram. It's a granny who's like, she lifts in her 80s, and she guns. It's something about guns. Granny Guns. Granny Guns. That's her name. That makes sense. Sorry, I got very excited. I remember that. Granny Guns. She's been lifting like a good long time, and she's got these insane biceps, and she's fit to shit. She even posted like a really fun Easter video where it was like, here, grandma, and it's like her grandson giving her like a basket of candy, and she's just like, no, and then she knocks it away and just starts eating like chocolate protein powder. But it honestly is like that kind of stuff that I'm like, yeah, I think I would like to be like a fucking Granny Guns, or like someone who's just like fit as I keep getting older, because I think that's the best option.
Well, I just, it's funny how it shows up in your Instagram feed when you need to. It's like how I saw, like, because I used to go to the gym every single day. I knew my way around the gym. I really loved going to the gym. I was really fit. And this isn't long time ago. This is like 6 years ago. Like I was when I was
pre-pandemic. Really in my prep.
Yeah. And I was, but now since then I've developed some like kind of like shoulder issues and, you know, so I'm going to the doctor. One, I saw an Instagram post of like, this guy's like, well, you have to keep working out when you have arthritis and things like that. Cause you know, just to keep everything. I was like, okay, that's a good sign. Cause I was like, I want to still go and I want to still be able to work out hard. And so now I finally, which I haven't done, I'm going in to the doctor. I have an actual doctor's appointment where I'm going to like, I want to talk to him about what's been going on with me, what I'm capable of doing, what's okay to do, what's clear to do. And if I can't do it yet, like, how do I get to the point where I can do it? Like, what kind of physical activity? Because I really want to like be there again. Like now that I'm back in San Francisco, I'm in a very walkable area. I can walk to the gym that I want to go to. Like, I want to... That made me happy, and I want to make sure that I am not, because not being as strong as I used to be feels horrible.
I get it. No, I get it. I really do. Like, it's been one of the things that I've been enjoying about getting back into fitness, and like, I still hate going at the moment. Like, I kind of wanted to go to the gym today, but I was looking for any excuse not to. And so I didn't. And I got little beef empanadas from Target instead.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it's probably not the best alternative than going to the gym.
But beef empanadas, you know.
They were frozen, and, you know, they were fine for what they were. They were small and very expensive, which let's talk about that at some point. But apart from that, they were fine. Good in the air fryer. But yeah, no, I like how I feel after a good workout, and I like how it feels to be done working out. Because then I feel like I get the best sleep. I feel the strongest and yada 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 and most positive, and that's one of the best ways to regulate my mood. But at the same time, I'm constantly like trying to fight the part of me that's like, well, if I just push it off.
Well, I think for me too, I'm like, oh, well, you're not going to ever be as strong as you were, you know, 6 years ago. And I'm like, well, but I can be strong. I can be stronger than I am right now.
Yeah.
And I want to do the most I can at my age with what I have. And like, and I know that's not a little bit, like, I'm still young enough to be able to and capable. I'm not going to be a pro athlete.
No, one's asking you to either, because that's a high intensity type of situation.
Yeah.
What you need is just consistency, steadiness, and you could probably lift stronger than you ever have. The more you do it. I mean, I've been doing, this workout with a Mark's friend, Daryl, who runs a karate studio. We should have him on sometime. Fantastic guy. One of his best men. He runs a karate studio where we do what we call fight fit, where we do weightlifting with our shoes off. So everything is like very like intentional and slowly done and whatnot. And the barbell is like 45 pounds or something like that. I could never lift that. I would try and put like weights and stuff on that, and then I wouldn't be able to get the bar up. Couldn't do it. I've now been adding slowly because I'm stronger the more and more I go, and the more protein I have and the more water I drink and all the fun stuff. But like, I've never been able to lift that bar.
Yeah.
And now I can.
Yeah.
And I'm not a consistent person.
Yeah, I know I can do some damage. So, and I mean good damage. So
yeah.
I just want to talk to my doctor because there's a couple things I'm worried about, like my lungs. COVID wrecked my lungs, and I've been having some chest pains, and I want to, like, I know, So I have to get it together is what I'm saying, like health-wise. Like it's do or die right now. And I don't mean to be macabre, but like I have to take care of myself. Oh, I gotta restore what health I can in this old body. And I was like, I'm just gonna go to the doctor and talk to him and like stop being embarrassed. Cause a lot of times I just won't go because I don't want to weigh myself. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear that I'm fat and da 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 da. But I'm like, you know what? I am right now, so whatever. And also, like, maybe I need some help because it's been very difficult for me to lose weight. Like, I definitely have shed some weight recently, but I, you know, it's a struggle. So I might just need somebody on my team. Maybe I need to go to an endocrinologist to talk about my hormones and what I can do to counteract that. You know, is there something molecularly? You know, I'm getting older. It's harder. I might just need the medical help. So go to the fucking doctor.
And like, here's the thing is that you get to start that step by taking the step by just going into the doctor. And that's a huge thing. And I know it's been a struggle trying to get, you know, good information out of people after a long time with a tricky medical system. Yeah. But I'm really proud of you for going. And you know what, you're going to find some answers and it's going to lead you down to whatever path it is that you need to go because everybody's fucking different. And that's the thing that sucks.
Hey, welcome to Unstable Topics, a fast paced, jam packed, unhinged bestie podcast filled with facts, reacts and made up games in between.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Maggie.
And we're excited for you to join our best friend hangout, where we surprise one another with things we find interesting or hilarious just to see how the other will react.
Our friendship might be totally stable, but you never know what your bestie might throw your way to knock you off your game.
So come shake things up, learn something new, and laugh along with us. This is Unstable Topics.
Well, that and I have a friend who just got cancer, another one who had open heart surgery. I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. I need to know what's going on with my body so I'm not I don't want to be one of those people who, and you know, you never know, but like I would, if I have cancer or something, I'd like to discover it earlier. If I have a heart arrhythmia,
you want to make sure you got your bases covered so that you can see anything possible coming. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, do what I can, and talk to a doctor about my body and like what diet is best for me, because I don't, you know, not everything is great for everybody. I hear things and I've practiced different diet styles and things like that, but like what if I'm just doing more damage to my body? Why don't I just talk to
preach
somebody?
Preach.
Yeah,
so yes, go talk to medical professionals about that. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I think that's the smartest thing.
And when I called and asked, I was like, I want your nicest doctor. I was like, I need somebody who's like everybody loves and like you good. Get I was like, I'm just telling you, I'm scared to go back to the doctor. I don't want to go back. Give me the nice guy. And like the girl was like, okay, this is the one that I think that you, so, and I've read online, he's got good reviews. So there was one bad review, but it was so weird. And like,
was it like they weren't open when they said that they might be?
No, it was like, don't go to this guy if you're healthy. It was like, okay, there's a backstory here that I think like you're not copy to, because it's like, what do you mean don't go to your, if you're healthy?
Like there's a weird opinion in there that feels like, don't go to this guy if you know you don't have STDs. Yeah. Like, that's what that sounds like. Like, did he give you bad news? Okay.
Yeah, so other than that, great okay. news.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad that that's on your radar. When is that appointment?
Next next Friday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then I'm also that same day I have therapy. I found a new therapy.
Yes. Therapist.
Yeah. So, and I found one that takes my insurance, so it won't be like outrageous, the cost.
Great. Oh my God, that's huge.
Yeah. I got to do something. I just got to. And I'm thinking, like, what if part of my weight stall is also mental? Like, because I don't know if we've talked about this, but one of the things about, and I want to preface this and say that I'm not blaming them, but one of the hard things for me is that Nico eats like shit. Mm. Nico eats like shit. Like, I'm not kidding you when I tell you, like, I even hate to say it because I don't want to shame them at all, but like they don't have the same issues that I do in with weight, like as far as like losing weight. They've lost a lot of weight since we've met. They gained some when we first met too, but I know that's been a couple.
Everybody does, yeah.
But they've lost it really easily and they're active.
Right.
But
they're hanging out with kids all day. They're playing. And they're doing sports. They're doing DJing.
Exactly. But I can't. I don't know how to be with them and not eat like them. Or
got
like,
it.
I don't like. They get something. I get something. Then and it's just too much. Yeah. I want mentally. I would like have a little bit more fortitude, or maybe have the skills to talk to them about it, or. Or just maybe like the motivation to just cook for myself or be the one who cooks our meals or something like that. Like, and, or if they go for dessert, I don't need to get my dessert or I get something different. Like, I just would like the mental tools to be, like, cause I'm never going to be able to eat like them. Like, I'm not going to be able to do it. And, I don't know. And like, however, also
you might be able to cook in a similar way to what it is that they like in terms of like, is it the crunchy? Is it the oil? Is it the this, that, or whatever? And like doing healthier different options, which is something that I've been really into, especially because all I want like at night is a milkshake for some reason. Like that's all I want at the end of the day is like a nice milkshake. We've been making protein shakes.
Yeah.
And it, honestly, Merck's been making great ones. And so as soon as we do that, it's like, I'm fuller, faster. I have better things in me, yada, yada, yada. I mean, look, I'm still probably shouldn't be having a protein shake at 9:30 at night or something, but who knows? Like I'm dealing with like what I'm in and what I can do as we go. And I'm so glad that you're going to therapy to like do that, not only just for yourself, but like for the holistic view of your relationship too, to be able to talk to them about that. And please give me some updates.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get it together. I'm just,
this is huge. Was there anything that kind of set you to that? Or
I don't know. One day I was just like,
let's just do it.
Make the appointments. Well, I did the so I have a psychiatrist that I see. A part of it was me being cheap. That was it. Because I see a psychiatrist once a month and that adds up.
Yeah.
But if I saw a regular doctor and had a regular doctor prescribe me some of the medications, I wouldn't have to go as often because they can give me refills. But when you do video consultations, they can only give you medicine one month at a time.
Yeah.
So every month I see my psychiatrist, and for a while it was $90 a pop. And now it's cheaper. I don't know what happened, but I think my insurance kicked in finally.
Yay.
But that and like I was there was my there's a medication that I rely on, especially after COVID, to breathe.
Breathe, yeah.
And I was doing this little virtual help thing.
Okay.
And that's something I have to do once a month. So that's $20 each time I do that. And they gave me a different one than I usually get this last time. And I'm like, I just want to go in to a doctor, get my prescriptions from them, have them see me, and get multiple prescriptions at one time. I have to check in with them every 3 months as opposed to once a month. You know what I mean?
You know what? And they might be able to prescribe you different things for different symptoms that will be a little bit better on your overall health. So this
because they're looking at my blood work and labs. Yep. Yeah. These other doctors are not. So yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I almost feel like part of this move has kind of helped clarify some of the things too for you.
Well, I love where we live. I absolutely love where we live. I like not being scared all the time. God. You know, I'm still a little nervous, Nellie. Like, I'm still.
Sure. But that's going to go away with A, time, B, therapy, C, just living your life.
Yeah. I think this is the first time Nico and I have had any calm since the fire. So
that's huge.
Yeah. And this isn't like the space is small. We're working with what we got. If we do get to take over the lease, we'll have a lot more space because we'll have the storage upstairs. Area up there and upstairs. But
maybe get your couch back.
I gave it away. I gave that couch away. I was so sad to do it. I was just so upset. But gotta get a new couch now.
Circumstances. I know we covered it last week, but at the same time, it still breaks my heart.
It's funny too because Nico was like, "Bye."
excuse me.
Nico was like, "You didn't really like that couch." And I was like, "It wasn't my favorite couch, but it was a good couch."
Got that? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good couch.
I get that. Good Lord,
what are you doing? Why don't you go to your bed, please? Go to your bed. They like to weave in between the.
Oh, yep. The blinds. Yeah. Those long hanging blinds.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have them too. And our cats love to decide right when we're like playing Fortnite or something to go in between them to get that bright sunshine spot so they can get that nice little warm up. Yeah. And then it goes right into the TV and then you miss your final shot.
Yeah. And feel that.
And you try not to scream at your pet because what do they know?
Fair enough.
What do they know?
But yeah, that's what's going on with you right now?
Literally nothing. went and saw a good buddy Hayes. He had a Groundlings class show. It's a big comedy theater out here in LA.
I know what Groundlings is.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's funny because like different people know different things about Groundlings. So like what do you know about Groundlings?
I mean, number one, it used to be where everybody came from. Like, yeah, to get it anywhere, you had to go through Groundlings. It's a lot of the SNL people originally. But I also know it's a school.
It is. Yeah, it's a school. It's a theater. It's like one of the like mainstay theaters out here. It's where all the casting directors love to pull from is from Groundlings people. However, that has changed quite a bit because UCB came on the scene in LA, probably 2000s or so, and that became the bigger school. So, the improv world in LA is really vast and ridiculous, but Groundlings is, everyone called it the Harvard of comedy and, or the Harvard of the West or some bullshit. And I totally believed that too for a really long time. Yes, a lot of people came out of it. Will Ferrell, Kristen Wiig, I'm pretty sure Sudeikis at some point. I don't know. There's like a lot of people, a lot of us SNL people who came from the Groundlings. It is a school that continually raised their prices in such high ways for just improv. And then there's sketch stuff. It's very prestigious. You have to go through all of their main improv courses in order to get to their writing courses. And then their writing courses are invitation only. And then there is a system in place that is you perform your show after writing lab and you either pass into the next class, you fail out, and you are no longer asked back, or you have to repeat the class. So most people, you know, they get to the point where they're on what's known as the waiting list for Groundlings, and they wait like a minimum 2 years before they can get into the writing program.
Wow.
So when I was going through the program, I was 18 or 19, and still in college, and I had been passed into the writing lab, but it was right out of college after that, and I was like, I can't afford to do this. And they're like, okay, well, you can deny it a couple times before we are able to offer you this again. So yeah, they did a couple more times. I'm in my early 20s. I'm not making any money. I'm trying to do the acting thing. I was like, there's no way I can afford an $800 class. And then the third time I denied it, they're like, so since you denied it for the third time, and I had tried begging with it, I was like, can we work out a deal where, like, I do your stage management? Like, I have a lot of experience at that. I was like, I can do tickets, I can do this. And they're like, we don't have a program like that in place. And I was like, cool, okay. So after the third time that I denied it, because I didn't have the money to do it, they're like, since you denied it three times, you have to go back through the entire program, pay for all those classes again. And they're like, and we've added more. And I was like, what?
No way.
So at that point, that's in my career, that's when I left. I was like, I can't suffer. Like, it just felt like a money mill. But it still remains a very prestigious comedy theater out here. And a lot of people still go to it. And people shoot their shot with the writing lab. And our buddy Hayes did an amazing job. He was so funny, so good. One of the top performers in that class, and he got kicked at the end of it and was devastated. And I was like, I've seen so many people kind of shot by the wayside from this school, and I think it's because it's been inundated with people that they just can't control how many people are going through there, so they have nowhere else for them to remain in the school or have a place to perform or whatever the case. So yeah, really annoyed and bummed about that for him, but it was a great show. It was really funny. And we were great. But yeah, that's kind of the only thing that really happened with us. We went clothes shopping for Mark today at Old Navy, and he got some nice shirts for like 2 for $10. So pretty great. Nice.
I know. Nice. Old Navy always has those great deals.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it. But yeah, there's not much going on. I'm so bored. I just saw an article today that was saying that studio heads were taking meetings with the people who design ChatGPT. So yeah, don't know what that means, don't understand, but I was just like, cool, whatever, this business is hell, it's fine.
I mean, here's the thing though, I don't know how that would work. I just don't think it does. I mean, maybe, I don't know,
it doesn't better, but, I mean, but maybe it's the versions AI that I've seen, but like, it doesn't seem like it's actually there.
I don't know. Maybe this is beyond me, but like, I don't know how you can program funny, because what's funny changes. Like, we're making fun of AI right now. That is the joke, right? Like I don't know.
It continue to be per sci-fi warnings, but yeah, no, it, I honestly, at this point in time, I don't think it should be used as a replacement for creativity. I think it should be used as a tool. Like, hey, ChatGPT, generate for me 10 different metals that are found in whatever planet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, something like that.
Right. But, to help you write.
Yeah. To help you write, not to write. I mean, if anybody has seen it, it's an amazing channel that I believe it's called Always On, or Always Watching or something. It's on Twitch. And it is an AI-generated Seinfeld ripoff, where it's just like, it's this 8-bit character doing Seinfeld bits, but with modern stuff that like ChatGPT is coming up with on the spot. So it's like writing scripts, and it's awful. It's really bad. Like, the setups are just like, you should see my friend, Elaine. She has feet. And then there's a laugh track or something like that. And it's like really, really terrible.
Oh my gosh. Maybe that's like that Gen A humor.
It might be. It honestly might be. And I think that's why they're still watching it.
Because they have a weird sense of humor and all that stuff. I don't want to get it.
Wait, what did you say? Skippity?
Skippity. You never heard like the skippity and the...
Do I want to know what this is?
I don't think anybody over the age of like 15 knows what the skippity is. Like, but it's,
what
it's
is this it? Thing.
I don't know, but it's one of their terms, you know? Watch, let me look.
I mean, are we doing this? Are we? We're...
Skippity.
What the fuck does it? How do you even? SKM?
Yeah, it's like there's a guy coming out of a toilet, skippity toilet.
What?
Yeah, what is skibbity toilet slang? And it just shows a video.
Oh no.
Yeah, so
what the fuck?
It's a Macmo web series and it's horrible.
Oh, this is hilarious. Why is skibbity toilet so famous?
Yeah, it's a generation alpha.
Weird.
What they like is...
Why does my son keep asking if I have skibbity riz? Is this a bad thing?
Yeah, like...
I'm sorry, God. But this is such a great Cora question. Why does my son keep asking if I have skibbity riz? Is this a bad... I'm sorry, but this is one of the best Cora... Cora is that website where you can ask questions that's like, that usually they give you the like how-to directions on things. And the assistant or the bot says, it seems that your son is referring to a popular internet meme called Skibbity Riz. This meme originated from a TikTok video featuring a parody song with nonsensical lyrics. While the lyrics themselves don't have a specific meaning, they incorporate slang and reference that may be confusing if you're not familiar with them. Let's break it down. Wow. Sticking out your gyat for the Rizzler. Gyat, or... They just spelled gat twice, okay, is slang term that originated from a Twitch streamer and is used as an exclamation when someone sees an attractive person. See, I never would have known that. Riz is shortened for charisma. I knew what Riz was.
Yeah, I know Riz. But this, yeah, like there's, they have their whole, they got a, it's whole, a whole other thing. World.
And it's all because of our demented ass fucking internet memes.
Yeah, they're just, they are meme. Like, they are living memes. The Generation Alpha. So.
Jesus,
I hope
there's a world left for them to be as weird as fuck for.
I will tell you, one of the things about, like, my niece and nephew, they're Gen Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
They get Nico's pronouns right. It wasn't a thing. It was not even like a question. They don't care about lesbian. Like my niece at like 6 or 7, not 7, was like, oh, I think I like girls, you know, just like, but also changed that and was like, well, maybe not. And like, and there's,
she's actually discovering herself.
Yeah. And like, just they're accepting, they're a little bit more, just on it. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have these limiting beliefs and these things that like these isms that they deal with. Like, I mean, they still have to, they still take on the isms of their parents in some ways, but I just feel like they're just better people in that. Aww. They don't have to, they don't worry about the things we worried about, like, I don't know. It's like there's more body positivity. There's more, like, acceptance. Yeah. There's more respect for people who are different than you. I just... they may be, like, glued to their computers and living out, you know, like...
Right.
Living in this weird meme world. But they're also like, oh, okay, you're, you know...
You're skipping your Riz.
Yeah, you're skipping your Riz. That's whatever. Okay. Like, yeah, they don't care.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I do have hope for them. That's, I don't know. Yeah. As weird as, like, I know internet culture has made all of us, I do feel like hopefully they'll get something good done, because I feel like as a millennial, my generation is just not going to do anything at this point. You know, because I don't know what else there is to do.
Well, if there weren't millennials, nobody would have anybody to make fun of.
It's true. And happy to be that, you know, for the next, like, 2 years until Gen Z gets the full brunt.
Yeah, they're coming. They think they're young forever, but...
Yeah, so did millennials. Yeah. So did Gen X. So did everybody.
Yeah.
So did boomers at one point.
Yeah.
So, for you. So speaking of aging and loving it, what do you have planned for this next week that you're excited for?
Working a lot, which is nice. Always nice to get those hours in. And then I have our party that we throw this Friday. So that's exciting. I'm busy this week, which is nice, but I don't like being busy, but I need to be busy sometimes, you know, just like do stuff.
I understand that so hard because I have nothing, and I need you to understand that, like, sometimes it is good to have busyness, like, and, you know, obviously with some time to recoup and do all that, but God, I miss a schedule.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is this is like things that are not typical in my schedule, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, I'm going to, I've got Sunday off, but other than that, I'm just going this week. I get to sleep in, which is nice.
Yes.
So my stuff isn't like till the afternoon.
Oh, that's great. Oh, how lovely. Oh, now you get to...
I need to rest, obviously. We could not sleep last night. It was just... So because when Nico DJs during a weeknight, I had to stay up because they lost their debit card and disconnected it, so I had to stay up to get them their Lyft home. And I was like, oh, I did not. So I got like 4... And then when they come home, I'm always like wide awake then. You know, all of a sudden overstimulated. So, whatever. I don't need to complain about that, but I am tired today.
That makes sense that you would be tired. That sounds like an exhausting time.
Yeah.
So hopefully you get some sleep in the next couple of days because you don't have to work until later, which is amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
I will do that.
I am excited because this weekend it is Hannah Noble's birthday, I believe, and she is doing a dress as a scientist party. Don't know what to wear. Don't know what I'm going to look like. We're going to find out probably day of.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll figure it out. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, that's what I'm definitely looking forward to. And then potentially recording another podcast with a good friend who also might be hanging out with us. Yeah.
Sounds
so that's
great.
Pretty much all that's going on with me. Are you guys doing anything new or fancy for the house party?
No, but it's going to be a fun one. I really like the cast we have for our drag show, so it's going to be really cute.
Yeah. Are you doing any performances this time?
I'm not performing. I haven't performed in quite a while. I had a chance to perform on Monday, but I flaked out. I was like, I'm having like deep anxiety about performing again. So that's another thing I'm going to talk to my therapist about because it's funny to develop anxiety around performing all of a sudden, like... Who am I but a performer? But
maybe it has something to do with how you're trying to get like everything right before you go and do the stuff that you used to do. And maybe it has something to do with like, because Nico's there like drinking and or not drinking. No, Nico doesn't drink. So it wouldn't be the food thing or the alcohol thing.
It's been a lot of things happen like before and after the fire. I'm definitely a different person.
Okay.
I'm just trying to root those things out.
Yeah.
I also wasn't like, I was feeling a little bit of it before on the fire, but I would at least force myself to go. But, I'm just like, it's hard for me to, what's the word I'm looking for? Get that creative part of me out again. But I also am, also realistic with myself, and it might have just been, you know, a thing that I was obsessed with for a while and then not obsessed with anymore. Like, I'm also prepared mentally to, like, that could be just another one of my things. And maybe I'll go back to it again someday and get really into it, and maybe not. Or if this is just a scared to perform kind of thing. Because, I don't know. It could be either one or both. A little bit of both.
Okay. Well, yeah. You'll work it out. Yeah.
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 I'll figure it out.
You know, because, you know, one day we're going to have to be doing this show in front of, like, thousands. So.
There you go.
You know, we'll work it out, and then, you know, we'll have an amazing show. And...
Yeah.
We'll
figure it out.
Awesome. All right. Well, friends, you know, the universe is chaos. So be kind and send our friend Annie Sparks some internet, please.
Yes.
Marie, is there anything that you want to leave the people with?
Yeah. These Bumblebee Snack on the Runs chicken salad and crackers are amazing.
Dude.
Go get yourself one. Bumblebee sponsor us, because these are my favorite thing right now.
They're good. They really are great for a little protein pack on the go.
Yeah. So, and they do the job. That's my thing for today.
Oh yeah, I love it. Great advice. Slap it on a t-shirt.
There you go.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hey, welcome to Unstable Topics, a fast-paced, jam-packed, unhinged bestie podcast filled with facts, reacts, and made-up games in between.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Maggie,
and we're excited for you to join our best friend hangout, where we surprise one another with things we find interesting or hilarious just to see how the other will react.
Our friendship might be totally stable, but you never know what your bestie might throw your way to knock you off your game.
So come shake things up, learn something new, and laugh along with us. This is Unstable Topics.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.